model that we have set right now is for our guys to graduate as their eligibility is up, and it's working real well. I do like the fact that last spring we had our best GPA that we've ever had as a program, and certainly very proud of that. The other thing that I really like that our players are doing is their commitment to community service. Right now we rank second nationally in hours put in towards community service. But more importantly than that is the fact that they truly do enjoy it. They like going out and helping in the community. One of the things I always say is I like to see the smile on our players' face as much as I do on the young kids' face that they help. So we'll continue to work hard on that. And, you know, we've had some great leadership with that. A guy like James Burgess, who's no longer with us, you know, took a lot of pride in being the number one guy for community service on our football team. And a lot of our players have really followed his example. I like the football team we have coming back. I'm excited about it. My goal and our coaching staff goal and our players' goal is to win a championship. And we truly believe we can do that here. We have a lot of work ahead of us, but we have a great nucleus. We've got a great attitude. This spring has been fun because it's been very competitive. And we have a lot of returners back, so we've been able to step forward and build and get better. Again, I'm very happy to be back here in Louisville with my family. I think the Petrino Family Foundation is working extremely hard to help make a difference here in the community. I'm very proud of my daughter Kelsey and her leadership in leading it. Becky and Nick and Bobby and Katie have really put a lot of hard work into it. Something that we take a lot of pride in, and as a family, has really been a lot of fun, you know, for everybody's input. Most recently, even Brianna, my granddaughter, when we were picking up the Easter eggs, you know, and they always do two Easter egg hunts, one inside and then one outside with the plastic ones, and they put nickels and dimes and quarters in the plastic ones, and a year ago, she donated it to something, and this year when Kelsey asked her, said, well, what are you going to do with the coins this year from the Easter Bunny? She said, I'm going to donate it to the tailgate parties because they're so much fun. So even Brianna's helping, so that's really been a lot of fun. But we have our golf tournament coming up tomorrow. Tonight we have a reception here and a little silent auction, and that'll be a good time, and then the tournament tomorrow. And really looking forward to the spring game on Saturday. I think that'll be fun for our players. Hopefully we have a great crowd, but truly excited about the next couple days.
One other person that I'd really like to recognize who's been extremely helpful in this is David Dunn, who's Bobby's representation and advisor out of Newport Beach. And I'm certain you all know who David Dunn is. He's a mega sports agent, but he's just a real joy to work with and a great guy with a lot of integrity. So I want to make sure that we give him a shout out. So do we have any questions?
Tom, I think this makes Coach Petrino the third highest paid coach in this league. Are you sending any sort of statement to the league? Do you think people understand now how for real you are about your athletic department and how serious you are about football?
I would hope this wouldn't be done for sending a statement. This is to ensure Bobby's well-being here. This is a very competitive business. There's a very, very small handful of great coaches in this country. And I think that's very self-explanatory. It's obvious that we have one of them. So I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that he stays with us, that he finishes his career with us, and that he enjoys his time here. But as far as sending the statements, I hope we sent that in 1997 in October when we were hired, because that's the statement we tried to send. I don't think we've veered off course one bit since October of 97. We always want to try to be the best. We want to always be on the cutting edge, and we want our common ground to be work ethic, great kids, great parents. That's what we want us to be.
When you made this hire, coming off great seasons and going into the new league, and weren't sure how this first season was going to go, but and looking back at how it's gone, is there much more you could have asked, or you know?
No,
or you
I think that's a very good question, Eric. I don't think it could have gone any better. I think Bobby's exceeded all my expectations. I've said that many times. But the thing I want to judge him on is when we were 0-3 last year. That's how I like to judge people. It's how they're going through adversity. We were 0-3, the ship could have gone in a much different direction. And I think Bobby kept everybody together, kept the kids head up high, had a great attitude. We ended up finished very, very strong, beating Texas A&M in that bowl game. Was just icing on the cake, so I was very pleased. But those are the times that I want to look at what Bobby's doing. I don't want to look at him when we're up 38-0 and we're 5-0. That doesn't really do a lot for me. I enjoy that, believe me. I enjoy that time. But I really like to look and evaluate people when the chips are down, and it's why he's done such a great job.
What did you see from Bobby during that time, that next couple of weeks after that 0-3 start?
I never saw him waver. And I think that's comes with all of our maturity. I think as a young little league coach or a young football coach or a young basketball coach, you have a tendency to get shaken. I don't think that, at least I never felt it, and if Bobby was showing that, he was keeping it very much inside himself. You know, I'm sure there was anxiety, don't get me wrong. You know, I didn't think Bobby started out last year saying, well, we can't wait to be 0-3. You know, but we play in a very challenging schedule. I think we all knew that going into it, and we want to do that, and we want to try to continue to do that, and as the schedule allows, we will continue to build up schedules like that. But I was very, very pleased, how I just say it.
Tom, in your eyes, what kind of momentum after a big bowl win over a big-time program last year, what kind of momentum does that give a program going forward for you guys?
Well, from my standpoint, I think it gives our fan base a lot to look forward to. You know, we knew last year was going to be a challenging year for us because we had so many newcomers. We had 10 kids drafted, another 5 or 6 Rocco went into camps. So you had 16 kids off your roster on NFL camps. So that was a big hole to fill. Bobby played with a lot of young kids last year, and they all have played with a lot of confidence, and, you know, it was very, very difficult to have the same lineup. But I think you go look at any of our coaches, whether it's a Jeff Walls or a Dan McDonald or a – Dan's probably the best example. If we had to throw a bunch of holes in his lineup, that's a tough thing to get that continuity going. So I was really pleased to see that we overcame that. But I'm most happy for our fan base to answer your question because I think they can see a lot of things. But saying that we beat a big-time program, I think we're a big-time program. I think Texas A&M had the opportunity to play a very big-time program last year, and I think they got to see what we were all about.
Tom, how important is it that, and with all your coaches, to have those years, to have the long contracts and to have them locked up?
Well, I've always been a big believer in continuity. I think as long as our family, our friends, our staff, our administration, this community itself knows who to identify, knows the likes of this person, and that know to look forward to, know what's expected from them, I think that's great. I think sometimes change is good in some areas, but I think at the head coaching level, I love continuity.
Tom, what's the status of the buyout that was in Bobby's original deal?
It's been, we haven't had
it?
It's pretty much the same. It goes down every year. As long as he stays.
Was there some sort of a hiccup Tuesday, Tom, that there was a press conference scheduled that was canceled on short notice?
Oh, I didn't know it was this one. I didn't know that.
Okay. Have you gotten any kind of resistance from the state, given the governor's posture?
No, they've been great to us. Yeah, we've never had any issues with the state at all. In fact, I don't know one time they've ever been involved in this. I really don't. So, no, I don't see anything.
Bobby, how important, the same question, for you to have those years, not just being able for recruiting?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for everything. I think when you go out on the road recruiting and you're able to go into the house and talk to the parents and the player and you can say, I'll be your coach throughout your entire career, that means a lot. I feel good about the way we're building our program, but we know it's very competitive out there and we've got to go do a great job in recruiting, get more players in here, develop them while they're here, find a way to win a championship.
Bobby, Tom said he couldn't have asked any more of you. How do you feel about where you are? I mean, are you ahead of where you thought you'd be 2 years ago, or what do you?
That's always a hard question, you know, because I think the circumstances when we came in were a little bit different than the first time I came here, and the fact that we had a very senior, heavy team. Some really, really good players and great kids in that first season. I thought they handled the change great, and we had a lot of fun wins. You know, I always remember the one when we went up to Notre Dame and had a big win there, and that was exciting. But then all of a sudden, the second year, instead of building on what you did, it was like we were starting all over again. So I'm excited the way our players stuck together last year I never want to be 0-3 again. I'm telling you, that was not fun. It was hard. It does really challenge your belief system, and you know, you have to really just stick to what you believe in and trust that you know how to prepare for a game and how to find a way to win games. And I was just happy the way our players handled it and the way they came to work, practiced every day, and the young guys got better. And we went through a number of quarterbacks playing out there and finished strong with it. I think we've had a great spring, so I'm excited.
Mr. Church, if you could update us, is everything still on schedule with stadium expansion? Is there anything new in that regards?
We're going to get into that next. That's a good question, Spence, but let's finish up. Any more questions on Bobby's contract? That was our next piece.
Tom, you said a couple months ago you were referring to Bobby as Bobby 2.0. Can you kind of elaborate on that, just the changes that you've seen and how he's approached sort of the long-term
future? I think he's done a great job. He's got great vision for this program. He knows what he wants. He's going out recruiting to what he wants. And I'm really excited for Bobby 3.0 this year. That's what I'm really excited for. And I think it's going to be fun. And it's really great to see. I've been at all the scrimmages and had a few of the practices, but all the scrimmages is just to see the enthusiasms of the kids. It's phenomenal. It's a great spectacle to watch. So we stay healthy.
Anything else in the contract?
Before I let Bobby go, let's, Mark, you want to join us up here, because we'll go into some of the stadium questions. To kind of give you an overview, and then you can ask any of the real details to Mark, because he'll know him probably better than any of us who's been working this, living this project. But we're pretty close to the $20 million mark right now. Over the last 2 months in our fundraising, I think the one big mistake that I made is already very clear, is that we didn't do enough field level suites, because they went like that. And like we did in the mistake we made in the Yum Centers, we didn't do enough premium boxes. We only did them on that one end, the south end zone, or south end zone of the arena. We should have done it on both sides of it, because they're so popular. And I remember when we were down at the Dallas Cowboys game, and Jerry Jones showed us around that stadium, and he had mentioned, "I wish I'd have done more field level suites, and I should have listened better, and I didn't." And so that, I think we could have sold a lot more of those. But those have gone real well. The club seating's gone great. The club, you know, has already been named, and we've had many other great opportunities that are coming. The enthusiasm has been fantastic, and I know from my standpoint, from Bobby's standpoint, it's been great to see, because the community, as always, really reached out to help us, and it's been just a terrific partner in our project. So, Mark, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, just to kind of reiterate on what he was saying, just the response from our fan base has just been overwhelming. We launched a campaign early February, and to see the way that they've come out and responded, tickets almost $20 million in less than 2 months is quite remarkable, and a true testament to our fan base, and to see the passion in which they do for football, the belief they have in coach, the belief they have in our department as a whole, is something that I look at, to me, is really selling. And that's one thing that I've shared with our dollars looking through as we go through field level suites. You know, most preliminary sold out in a heartbeat. You know, the next thing we have are these premium boxes, which he alluded to earlier, that are the Yum Center. We've already sold over half of those. I mean, so again, just the response has been over. You know, we've had close to, in 2 months, had close to 600 meetings, you know, face-to-face meetings with donors, and you know, got a number lined up for the next couple of months. So it's been a great response, and people are excited. You'll see, and you hear, you know, people talking about it in the community. Great compliment to the stadium. I know the coach is going to be excited for the expansion, the renovation to the operations building, which you know, one thing that's really been nice for us as we sit down with donors is to explain to them it's not just, you know, what we're doing from a stadium capacity-wise, it's also what we're doing to enhance the football program and give coach another tool in his toolbox to recruit top talent and keep top talent here.
Where does the $20 million mark set you guys toward a start of construction day?
We want to be very, very aggressive on that, Steve, as we said from the start, about getting moving. I don't want it to be a project that lingers on, but we want to feel very confident that we go over the halfway point at least before we take this venture on. So I would, without getting into too much detail, I think you can read between the lines where we want to get to before we start making those decisions. But I'd really like to have that open. You know, certainly our goal was always to have it open for that Notre Dame game of 2019, but I'd like to even move it up quicker than that. I'd like to be started, you know, very, very soon in the near future.
So potentially the 2018 opener?
That'd be nice. I think all those would be great ideas. You know, I don't know what the construction company is going to say, how fast they can do it yet. They haven't really given us an estimate, but I would think, you know, that would be a great goal to shoot for at least.
Tom, how do you, or Mark, I guess, how do you continue with this, the excitement now, how do you continue over the next couple of months, and will it maybe get, I don't want to say easier, but as football season comes around, you're not in football season now, and you've raised all this money?
I think right now we've got a great opportunity on Saturday. You know, we're hosting another event on Saturday. We've got a number of key prospects and folks that are interested in interested in the expansion and getting involved in the program. Certainly, I think during the summer, we'll have the opportunity to bring more folks out there and kind of show them around and give them a true idea of how close our seats are going to be to the field and give them an idea of the different locations and seating areas that they're looking to be a part of. So, you know, from our standpoint, we'll probably do a few functions throughout the summer to keep the heart beat up and then look to capitalize on the momentum of going into next year.
Mark, was there a price on those field level suites? Was there a price tag on it, or was it?
Yeah, price tag. We asked everyone who received one of the field level suites to give an initial contribution of $200,000, and then we've kept the terms similar to what we've done with the rest of our 75 suites, 63 suites.
How many people roughly do those field level suites hold capacity wise?
We designed everything around what we currently have on, keep things very consistent. So our current suites right now have seating capacity for 18 individuals and standing room for 6. So we designed that with the same capacity.
So were you surprised that you could sell 9 $200,000 suites in a couple months?
It was quick. It really was. I think the initial response when we went out that it was we wanted to sell the experience that you're going to have. It's not a suite in between the 40s, but you know what you're going to have here when the action is coming towards you is going to be unlike anything you'll experience in college athletics, and that's one thing I think we've taken great pride in is providing and creating these unique opportunities that you don't see in collegiate venues. You see them more professional venues, and I think the response that you've seen from our fans is that they appreciate that.
Mark, what you mentioned field level suites and how quickly they went. What else has gotten excited? What kind of feedback do you get from fans?
We've seen a lot of excitement surrounding the premium boxes. I think there's great equity in what we currently have at the Yum Center. A lot of our fans are familiar with that. It's kind of a mini suite that you have your own space here. So fans have been excited about that. And then also we've heard a lot of positive feedback regarding the terrace that we're going to build. The party deck, similar to what we have, similar to the north terrace that we have. That's been a great area for us. Hearing from just fans everywhere that this would be another area that we expect to congregate, hang out, and watch a good game.
For Bobby, what does expansion help you at all? Is that on the recruiting trail as well?
Yeah, there's no question that it's exciting for us as a football staff. I think the one thing it really lets us do is go into a home and talk to young men and their parents and really show them that if you come here to the University of Louisville, you're going to have every possible opportunity there is to become the best player you can possibly become. From our strength and conditioning standpoint, from our health and safety standpoint, from a nutrition standpoint, a technological standpoint, and then to add that with the game day experience. So that's what we go out and sell, and it truly is going to be as nice as it possibly can be.
Just to clarify, it's nine field level suites. Is that all of them? Or are there any still available at this point?
We've got a total of 12. Okay. We've got two that we're tying to a naming rights gift, and then we've got another one that's we've got a soft yes on.
Okay.
So it really has been to kind of reiterate what I said earlier. It's been a tremendous response, and folks are really excited about this.
How do you define a soft yes?
Somebody who says yes, and I'm going to get paperwork signed.
Whatever the check. How much of a science is this? Because it used to be you just put a seat in and people were happy, and now it's a lot more for some of these. You need not just the suite, but you need a game experience that you kind of present to them. How much goes into that, figuring what you can do TV-wise and internet and whatever else you're trying?
involved and see what they're doing down there. What was some aspect of the stadium that you didn't expect to like so much, and you're kind of apply it here in Louisville?
I think it was the field suites. Because I went down there, and Mark had talked to me before I left about looking at those. I said, oh, no way we're doing that. No way. This doesn't make any sense. It's a stupid idea, blah, blah, blah. And now, look who's the dumb one. Right here. So that would be the biggest mistake we made, or I made. I'm not blaming that on any of this. I own that.
Was there something that you liked that you're going to even add more to the stadium?
I really liked the roof was really nice. That was good. And the marble all through the building. No, that thing is spectacular. And we've got to make sure that we maintain ours the way we do. And one thing I would say would probably lend a little bit to what Eric's answer. I haven't been to all the college stadiums, but I've been to a lot. I just can't imagine a college stadium in the country that has the amenities that we do from start to finish, whether that's chairback seating, whether that's end zone seating, field suites. I don't know of another college stadium that does have field suites. All the technology that we have, the party zones, the different areas, and then being right on top of the action. I think Papa John's now separated itself. I'm not going to say the rest of the field because that's not an accurate statement. But I think we're going to put ourselves in the elite stadiums in this country, without a doubt. I'm very confident in saying that.
What was that player walkthrough with the fans? Is that your favorite part about this, you think?
Yeah, that's special. And that's still a work in progress. It's part of this project, but we haven't decided how we're going to do the whole thing yet. I know Mark's working with different sponsors to see how that's going to come. But that's going to be as equally as great for our players as it is for our fans.
Questions?
No, I'm